All right, well, join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for so many things, Lord, so many things we don't understand. And thank you for allowing us to vent our frustrations to you, Lord. And then allows you a chance to show us that you really are the one true God and that you do really care for us. And it's in your time, not ours. And that's hard for us humans to understand that. But as we look back in our lives, some of the things that we've been through, we know that it was your hand that guided us through those things. And we give you the glory this morning. And thank you for this little church known as Bethel United Methodist Church. And we're grateful that we're able to come together and fellowship with one another and encourage one another in the faith. And we thank you for the prayer that you taught to your disciples when they asked you, Lord, can we pray like that and how do we do it? And Jesus said, well, let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah.